At the beginning of Mass, I mentioned that this is one of the really ancient feasts of our church. Last night at Mass, I mentioned that the first time or the earliest calendar we have of feasts is from 354. And this feast is on that calendar. But last night, it was this morning, when I was eating breakfast, Monsignor Moore came up to me and he said, "No, it's really 258. Somewhere he had found an earlier date. But whatever. It does show us that from very early times in the church, a great deal of honor was given to these two men. Peter has been seen always as the shepherd of the church. If you were at Mass last night, you would have heard the reading from the Gospel of John, in which Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And of course, each time Peter responds, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And then Jesus says to him each time, "Feed my sheep." The reading this morning gives us a different focus. This time, Jesus says to Peter, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." As probably most of you know, that word Peter was a play on words. It was Petrus, and Petrus was rock. But that's really not what I want to focus on. Notice what Jesus says, "I will build my church." Not the church, but my church. Jesus takes the church as his own. He identifies it as his church. In spite of what he must have known that would be a very sinful church, a church that sometimes failed horribly to live up to what it was called to be, he still calls it my church. If Peter is the shepherd, Paul has been seen as the great missionary. Paul goes out on three rather extensive journeys in the course of his lifetime, covering into Rome, from Jerusalem into Rome, on into France. Three very large, long journeys. And in doing that, he brings faith in Jesus Christ to the far corners of the then known world. Paul, too, identifies the church with Christ. He has two very strong images. And probably those images come from his conversion experience. Probably most of you know the story. Paul, called Saul then, is on his way to Damascus to destroy the church. He's ready to arrest anyone he finds that believes in Christ Jesus. He's blinded by a bright light, and he hears the voice, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And he responds to that voice by saying, "Sir, who are you?" And the voice comes back, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting." Well, St. Augustine, a few centuries later, says he wasn't persecuting Christ. He was persecuting the church. And yet, the two are so much one that when Paul persecutes the church, he is truly persecuting Christ. From that probably comes his images. The image of the church is the body of Christ. Paul had that experience that the church is so much one with Christ that he could say that we are members of his body. We are members of Christ Jesus. He also uses the image of the church as the bride of Christ. If you go to Ephesians 5, he talks about how Christ has taken the church to himself as a man would take a wife to himself. And he sees somehow a parallel between the tender love of a man for his wife, the passionate love of a man for his wife, and the love that Christ has for us, his church. That is the depth of how Paul sees Jesus one with his church. I bring this up because we live in a time when every once in a while you'll hear someone say, I love the Lord Jesus, I love the Scriptures, but I don't want to have anything to do with the church. I don't need the church. And yet, Christ and his church are one. We cannot reject one without rejecting the other. We cannot love one if we do not love the other. Jesus has taken the church to himself. We are his church. Now that doesn't in any way deny the reality of the sinfulness of the church. We are a sinful church. We are a church who has failed over and over and over again to be what the Lord has called us to be. And often, we must call the church to conversion. But one of the important things about that is that when we call the church to conversion, we are really calling ourselves to conversion. The only way we can be what Jesus has called us to be is to change our lives. And since we are the church, it means each of us must change ourselves. The church will only be renewed when you and I are renewed. And when we want the church to be something different than it is, then you and I must be different than we are. It is that constant call to conversion. Our present shepherd, Benedict XVI, has set aside this year, the year that begins today, as a time that he calls the year of St. Paul. He is inviting all of us as a Catholic people to reflect on this man, Paul, this missionary, to reflect on what God has given us through this man. And so in the year ahead, he's inviting each of us to try to come to know and to understand better the teachings of this great missionary, the letters he has written, what he has given to our church. God used Paul to bring the faith to the nations. God used both of these men to bring the faith from a very small, isolated church to a church that covered the whole world. God asks us to know the gift that he has given to these two men and to learn to love the faith that they have passed on to us.